Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese says we wait. Brian Baldinger, he reviewed the tape, and he'll let us know what he saw from the game. And it was an ugly one, Ike. I didn't need to go back and rewatch it. It's still sitting on my DVR.
Well, it's a good thing Baldy loves breaking down film.
Yes.
You know, so... I don't know if I could have sat through that one again.
Well, Baldy did.
But he did.
And he's joining the show right now, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. His calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaConfora. Baldy's Breakdowns, new episodes out every week. Search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Baldy, what's up, brother?
Hey, Johnny. I'm doing good, man. Just, you know, getting ready for a big weekend of football here, you know, minus the Eagles. So, you know, I'm in a good place right now.
Yeah, definitely minus the Eagles. So what happened? What did you see right off the bat? What did you see? What happened?
Well, I saw a game plan that, you know, basically said we're not going to try to go big on big inside with the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense. And I thought that was a mistake. I saw a quarterback that just panicked and didn't trust his protection, because the protection was awesome all day long. Even when they blitzed, they picked everything up. You just had to trust it. And I thought he panicked, quite a bit. I saw Eagle receivers, when they tried to go to the perimeter, just get whipped, just physically whipped out there in the perimeter. And that was disappointing. Because that, you know, there's just no reason for that. I mean, you should at least get stalemates. You shouldn't just be pushed to the ground and knocked all over the place. And I didn't think they went after soft corners. You know, I mean, they just laid back and let the front do the work, and they just weren't going to get beat over the top. And I thought there was a lot of underneath stuff they could have hit.
Yeah, that thing, Baldy, was like, what is it? I forget the saying. Is it dying by a thousand paper cuts or whatever it is, when it's just it's like a slow death out there when – you're just letting Brady basically methodically just move up and down the field. And we've talked about this before with the defensive game plan. It just doesn't set the right tone for the players. It makes the players passive as opposed to putting them in attack mode. You think it was just solely based off of not wanting to get the ball thrown over their heads?
Well, I mean, they only have one guy that can really go deep, and that's Mike Evans, and he got deep. But it's not like they have this artillery any longer of guys that can just run by you. They don't have that. And so, everybody has had a chance to defend Brady. I mean, if you just sit back and play soft, it'll be ridiculous. It'll cut you up. And so it's just not the right approach. You have to change it up. You have to mix it up. You got to take your chances. If he hits you when you're left in man coverage or whatever, then he hits you. But you got to mix it up. You got to try to time it the best you can. And that's why the New Orleans Saints have beaten them four times in the regular season, four straight times in the regular season.
Yeah.
Because they have no fear about doing that. Now they have better personnel than the Eagles do, and that helps. But at the same time, is Darius Slay is he that much different than Marshawn Lattimore? Because Lattimore just goes after Mike Evans like he's nobody's business, and he takes him out of the game. And so, you know, I mean, just using the Saints as an example. But right. I'm with you, Ike. If you just want to try and keep it in front of you, then Brady will just keep it in front of you, and he'll just work you right down the field. He's not going to miss.
Baldy, have you seen enough of Jalen Hurts this year to where you're not investigating a veteran quarterback? And when I say a veteran quarterback, I'm talking about one of the three guys, and that's probably not likely, or even one of the quarterbacks in the draft. Do you like Jalen Hurts moving forward for the Eagles?
I do. I like Jalen. I mean, he didn't have his best outing. He could play a lot better than he played. The interception at the goal line. I mean, he was just late. Like, you know, Mike Edwards, he had a long time to go, you know, hunt that one up. He was just late with it. But I saw improvement. I believe in the person. You know, that's a big part of it. Like, I believe the person is always going to do the right thing, want to be coached. And I do believe he can continue to improve. But, you know, with the artillery that they have, John, I mean, be foolish not to listen if there's any offers out there. And be foolish not to – I mean, I don't think he would be shocked if the Eagles investigated if Russell Wilson. I'm just throwing a name out because I don't have any insight to anything.
Right.
But I mean, you'd be foolish not to listen to what type of offers somebody might have out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, if it's within your reach, if you think it's an improvement, then you know, pull the trigger. But if not, I think they're in good shape right now going forward.
You did a little bit of what we do when we talk about Jalen Hurts. We talk about he's a great guy and a great teammate and a great leader, and he has all these intangibles. Does he have enough tangibles? And when I say that, I mean, does he have the arm? Does he have the natural throwing ability to be a difference maker in this league as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's going to – I mean, he made a lot of improvement from, you know, four games last year to the season this year. If he makes the same jump and they continue to improve around him, and they need to improve around him, then I think he's more than capable of being a player. Now, can he play at Josh Allen's level, John? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how many guys can do that, what we saw Saturday night? I mean, there's two or three guys that can play at that level. You know, so if you're asking, can he be Josh Allen, can he be Patrick Mahomes in a big spot? I don't know about that. I mean, but there's only five of those guys. You know, there's not even 10. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the postseason is different. He got a taste of it. That's good. Got it. He got his butt whipped, and he definitely, you would go back and watch the tape 100 times, and he'll see things that he knows he can be better at. So does he have the tangibles? I think he has tangibles.
You look at this roster, Baldy, and we know there'll be some changes. There are every year with every team after the season ends. But one thing I noticed, Baldy, is looking at the playoffs, stacking these teams up 1 through 14, the Eagles are like 14 when you just look at overall talent compared to some of those other teams. Just how far do you think we are away from being able to get to this round of the playoffs?
They need two dogs, Ike. They need a dog at wide receiver. You know, and all these teams have one, you know, that just flat out can beat man coverage, can whip, you know, brackets and double coverage and get over the top. I mean, they need a dog. Mm-hmm. And then they need one on the defensive line, you know. I mean, just a flat out difference maker, you know. They need that cat, you know. And yeah. So those two positions, if they found those players via the draft or free agency, I'd say that would go a long ways.
Mm. Would you have urgency this year to go after one of the free agent veterans, Baldy?
Like who?
Davante Adams.
If I could get Davante Adams, I mean, I would do that in a second. I don't know what that costs, but I mean, Davante Adams is that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's still young. He came out of the 2014 draft. There's nothing he can't do on a football field. Now, he's been helped by having the quarterback he's had.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question. But there's nothing he can't do on the football field from that position.
Mike Adams, Allen Robinson, a couple of other names.
I mean, Allen Robinson's got some skills. He's got the size you're looking for. I think they could go better than that, though.
Mm.
Yep.
All right. I mean, I guess it's.
I mean, I want to. Yeah, we don't need to run out a list of.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's.
But, more... no, John, look, your point's well taken. I mean, look at Buffalo with Stephon Diggs
mm-hmm.
and what right. he did with that quarterback into that team. Now they have other pieces around him, you know, that can do it. But that guy can do just about anything on a football field, and he wants the ball. So I mean, he made a big difference up there, and so there's an example of, you know, going into, you know that part of. The pool of players, and that helped that team get over the top.
We're going to have to find – you know what I like, Baldy, because Stephon Diggs was in a situation where he was approaching the end of his rookie deal.
Yeah.
He sort of wanted to be a number one guy, so Minnesota was willing to move on from him. And I know you don't have this type of info in front of you, but I just mean the Eagles, they'll be able to do their homework. They may be able to find one of those situations out there where – there's a receiver that may be a free agent after next season that team doesn't plan to re-sign, and the Eagles may go give up a pick for him, and then they can re-sign him.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be possible. There's always a pool of players. Now,
yeah.
How much of an upgrade are you talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is Chris Godwin, I don't know if he's a free agent or not, but is Chris
Godwin?
I
think he is, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think he is. So, you know, I mean, is that a guy that they would be interested in? You know, because I think he'd improve any receiving core. This was his first injury he ever had this year. He's been a healthy player. So, I mean, that, you know, are we talking about that caliber? The Cowboys gave up a boatload to get Amari Cooper. I like Amari Cooper. He's a great route runner. But are the Cowboys, are they advancing, you know, into the playoffs with Amari because they have Amari
no.
Cooper?
Nope.
No. And so that's what I mean. You got to have just an absolute dog that just can't wait to get your number one corner and rip them apart like Jamar Chase. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, there's not that many of them. Sometimes they get too pricey and they get let go. So, but that's what you're looking for.
Mm. Baldy, you see any, when you look at the playoff matchups this weekend, do you see an upset happening here? Cincinnati, Tennessee, and then San Francisco at Green Bay on Saturday. Do you see, what do you think of those two
well,
games?
Well, if you're looking at, you know, look on Saturday night at, you know, sometime around 11:30, and you're looking at, you know, the stat sheet, if the 49ers have 35 runs in the stat sheet, they're either winning the game or it's coming right down to the wire. If they have 22 runs, they got blown out. So,
right.
I mean, it's all depends on how many times they run the ball. They ran it 38 times, and they took Dallas apart outside of one turnover that got Dallas back into the game. But the way that they run the ball can't be duplicated. And so just a question of, you know, does Aaron Rodgers just jump on them and jump out to a 14-17-0 lead that gets them out of that game? Or does Green Bay have some magical defense to shut the run game down? Because I don't believe anybody can just shut it down. I don't think Cincinnati can stay with Tennessee. I think they're built too strong in the trenches, John.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I like Cincinnati, I don't think they're built to beat that team right now. So I see that. And, you know, the Rams certainly can go to Tampa and win that game with the elite players that they've invested in and what they're capable of doing.
Man, that Sunday lineup, Baldy, looks like the damn championship Sunday. That is like that could be the Final Four right
you know,
there.
You know, I don't want to slight Tennessee or Cincinnati because I think they're both worthy, but – you know, you almost feel like Buffalo and Kansas City should be a championship game.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes. I've never seen a team do what Buffalo did to New England. Not just because it was New England. I've never seen a team play like that ever. I mean, they had 54 offensive snaps and not one negative play.
Wow.
And seven possessions and seven touchdowns. And the quarterback, I mean, he was five touchdowns and four incompletions, and two of the incompletions were drops. I mean, he was perfect, as close to perfect as you can get.
Yep.
I've never seen that before. In -6-degree weather.
Yeah. On top of it, yeah.
On top of that, yeah.
Are you picking Buffalo over KC, Baldy?
I believe they can win. But I just have this rule, John, that I never would go against Patrick Mahomes in any game, in any contest. Three-point shooting contest, you know, home run hitting contest. I'm not going against Mahomes.
It's a pretty safe way to bet.
Yeah, until he gives you reason to go against him, right?
Until he gives you reason, John.
Yeah, and it's a fair way to look at it. Baldy, appreciate it, man. Great stuff today.
Always appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. You bet, man.
All right, talk to you. There he is, Baldy. Brought to you by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets. The real proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. There you go. Yeah, I don't know. But here's the thing with Buffalo. Everybody picked them to be the team, and then it looked like they weren't going to be the team, and it looked like they weren't even going to win their division. And now they're right back to being where it looks like that Josh Allen is a really dominant quarterback, and they might be the best team. So we'll see.
I mean, listen, sometimes you need to, some teams, you give them all the accolades prior to the season, and it's tough to live up to that. You're the team on everybody's schedule.
Yep.
You're the team that it's not only Kansas City anymore that everybody gets up for. You're Buffalo. So people are measuring themselves off of you. And then you go out there, you thump Kansas City 38-20 in their building. The talent is there. I mean, The talent is there. They win the AFC Championship game. This is not some sort of Cinderella story. A lot of people pick Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl this year.
And Josh Allen to be the MVP.
Yes.
I did both of those things.
So, I mean, maybe they're starting to round in the form.
That's a hell of a – 3 o'clock on Sunday, man, the Rams against the Bucs.
Dude, that is a slate right there, brother. I'm telling you, that's like Championship Sunday right there.
It's the best weekend of the year.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to give us that Sunday matchup. And the great thing about Saturday is it's a good appetizer.
Yeah.
Cincinnati versus Tennessee will be good, and Green Bay and San Francisco. That'll be good. But that Sunday slate, yeah, that's a Sunday slate right there.
Yeah. And I like
a lot of FanDuel.
You know that's what I'm over here thinking.
You two are salivating over the games. Baldy's analysis on Green Bay, San Francisco. If Green Bay goes up 17, then the game's over because Jimmy Garoppolo needs to throw the ball, which he can't do, and he'll self-destruct, and it'll be a blowout.
Yep.
So really the beginning of that game is going to determine what happens if they're still there in the fourth quarter.
You know what, though? That line says Green Bay by a lot, but a lot of people keep talking about San Francisco and running the football down Green Bay's throat.
And D'Amico, I mean, he's got that defense playing well.
I'm just wondering there's going to be an upset this weekend. I think it's Tennessee losing at home. It's going to be an upset this weekend.
Tennessee's too erratic to you can count on them. They've lost games to bad teams this year.
And they really became the number one seed based on other teams not taking care of business.
And it's not a great home field advantage playing in Tennessee.
No. Miracle in the Music City Miracle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Corey Graham, 4th and 24 in 2018.
Said the Cincinnati.
The things you remember. Yes.
It's true. I remember the same thing.
I do too.
San Francisco is a 6-point underdog. You can buy it right now at BetMGM for 5.5. Green Bay 5.5 or 6, depending. And then Tampa Bay's 3. I mean, that's an absolute. The odds makers are telling you we don't know what's going to happen in this game. This is a close game.
Yeah, I got the Rams winning that unless Matt Stafford turns into Matt Stafford.
I'm with you, actually.
Yeah.
I like Green Bay, at least today. I like Cincinnati, Green Bay, Rams, and then
that's a
short line,
Buffalo,
man.
Kansas City.
That's
a
short
line.
You got
to go with Josh Allen. You already placed the bet.
Time's yours.
Kansas City's only 1.5 favorite. Damn right I'm going Josh Allen. And I have the jersey I can
wear. Yeah, you already placed the bet, so you're already in.
I had the jersey on Saturday night.
There you go. Well, right, he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't jump out afterwards. Jump out there beforehand. Yeah, on out there, man. It's out there. I just came back against. I got to roll with Big Red.
I know what you do.
Yeah, you know I'm rolling with Big Red.
You are.
I'm supposed to got embarrassed earlier in the year.
Yeah, but I tell you what, though, I'm rolling with whoever wins that game.
Yeah, you have some good.
the following week.
You have a good team to follow.
Well, unless it's my Bengals that they're playing against, then I got to be all in on the Bengals.
So you would go Bengals over
Big
Red?
Remaining teams now, I'm going Bengals. Yeah, that's
Big Red has a championship.
Yeah, he has a Super Bowl already.
You know what that would do for the city of Cincinnati.
Hell yeah, and burn it down. I don't know if we should be laughing at that, but I'm just saying, in celebration, that's what would happen.
Yeah, what you really meant was they'll be really excited.
Yes, that's what
I
meant.
People say that all the time when the Philadelphia win a Super Bowl. Yeah, they'll burn it down.
Burn it down.
Guy just ate horse poop. We didn't burn anything down. We were actually relatively well-behaved, weren't we, Jack?
I mean, people did drive up the art museum steps in a four-wheeler.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I think there's some balconies that came down.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I do.
You
know, yeah, I do remember yeah, that. Yeah, that was just a tad
yeah,
bit.
Well, he greased the poles, so that didn't help.
Poles.
Jack, you've been saying some racy things the last couple of days.
It really pops out and it grows.
I had to throw this in there. We're going to reset Real Talk Eagles next segment at 215-592-9494. But I was going to the bathroom, and we have special bathrooms here where the people that are on the air, because the main bathroom that they built on this floor, Ike, has one urinal and then three
Whose
stalls.
Idea was that?
I don't know. They design, they spend millions of
the
dollars.
The Spike can deliver.
I don't know if you can blame it on Spike.
No.
They spend
sure we can. He's not here anymore.
We have high-tech studios that I can't even talk to Jack if I turn the mic off.
But none of the doors work.
Doors don't work anymore. But they spent a lot of money designing this beautiful office space and studio space that we have, right? Mm-hmm. But the bathrooms aren't big enough to handle. So they gave us – we have our own bathrooms that we're able to use, and it's for talent only, Ike.
I didn't know.
The regular – it doesn't even work because you need a key card to get in. Even Turtle doesn't have access to that.
That's a good idea.
We do. So it's a limited amount of people that use it. But I turn around today and I look and I'm like, is that a dried up booger on the back of the bathroom door?
Huh?
And it was. And I tell you,
how can you confirm?
Because I took a picture of it and I think everybody would agree what it is. And I put it on Instagram, John Marks Media.
I'll mosey on over there and look at it right now.
Right. So if it's the far bathroom too, it's on the back of the door. So someone actually, like, it doesn't get there by accident. You're taking it out and you're flicking it, or you're intentionally putting it on the door.
It's great visual.
Right. And it looks a little bit bloody, and that happens a lot during the winter season. So I've had this before at a previous job where people in the bathroom.
It happens a lot during the winter season.
The bloody boogers. You don't get Jack?
No. It gets all bloody up there.
Yeah. I actually
What in the hell is wrong with y'all?
Maybe it's a white guy thing.
What
like
the hell, bloody boogers? That's not a normal thing.
What do you do to combat it?
Like a dry, like your nose is dry. So.
It gets really dry.
Yeah.
And so it gets really dry. And if you're up there trying to, because now you have dried.
Sure.
And then you try to remove the boogers, and they're bloody when you try to do it. And then this person's putting that on the back of the door.
I mean, did we really need the I'm looking at the picture right now.
I probably didn't need to do it, but we need an investigation.
What the hell is that?
So a lot of people are speculating who did it.
Who's my man? Me!
The camera's getting the most votes.
Of course he's first.
Jack Fritz actually might have the second most votes.
Yeah, I don't get why. I don't get where this perception that I'm, like, gross.
You're a grimy baseball
but
player.
But I will say, you know, I don't use that back bathroom. I'm a front bathroom guy. So I don't venture to the second one.
You don't, and that's something that I've noticed as well. See, I'm thinking Tucker. Or...
Yeah, but it didn't stay there overnight. Is more my thing.
I'm going morning show.
Yeah, well, they usually leave everything out anyway.
Al's been mentioned numerous times here on it. All right. It does sound like something Joe DeCamera would do, though.
Oh, that's right up Joe DeCamera's
alley. Oh my goodness.
As someone recommends, you got to save it, put it in a little baggie, and get it DNA tested. And then we can find
who actually
did it. We
actually need to do waste money on that. Yeah, I want to do that.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, y'all go ahead. And
Jack?
Scrape it off the wall and put it in a...
Do we have a crime scene investigation here? CSI team?
Simply the most important thing happening in Philadelphia.
215-592-9494. Who should the suspects be? Who are the suspects? Who is the person of interest that we should be examining?
I would say Al Morgani.
Wow.
Al would be a prime suspect. Yeah.
Shut his hole!
The cameras.
Well, listen, you already know Rhea or Ava's not doing that.
No.
So
it could definitely be Angelo.
I don't know. Does Angelo leave?
I believe Angelo.
Does he leave this studio?
Angelo uses the main bathroom. He doesn't use one of the.
Really?
No.
Not really a sociable person. I would imagine he'd go in a private bathroom.
Elliot Shore Parks is, that's how I know he uses that bathroom. I've heard somebody talk about
ranting
into Angelo in that bathroom.
I think Wechter's got to be considered.
Wechter has to be considered.
I mean, it looks like if I had a DNA and match one person, I'm saying that booger's Wechter's.
John Ritchie getting some consideration here. Tom Kelly also being considered.
TK, possibly. Never
yeah, but how long?
Know with TK.
Yeah, I guess it could have been overnight. Because I think he's doing overnights last night.
It could definitely be. TK's, it could be TK.
Yeah.
It definitely could be TK.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
100% Joe DeCamera. It's a lot of people. It does seem like a Joe DeCameron thing, man.
Can you see him, like, flicking it?
Yeah, it does. I'm gonna admit it. I'm sorry, Joe D. Yeah, but it does seem like
that's why. Like, he's looking at it with the glasses, with that look that he has with the glasses.
No, Jim. What about Jimmy Seltzer?
No.
No, I don't see
Seltzer. And certainly not you, because you are
Ike doesn't
get blamed for anything around here.
No, thank God. It's for good reason I don't. I don't give people a reason to blame
No reason.
All right, Jenna Cameron, the toilet here.
Least likely Ike, most likely the
camera. There's no way I'm flicking a booger on the wall, dude. Are you kidding me?
Can that be our Twitter question for the 4 o'clock hour? Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville.
I'm not leaving a dirty plate out here overnight full of food.
We found out that was Tucker.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that.
Right.
Yeah.
And we thought it was Tucker, and it was Tucker.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, Tucker's a suspect on this as well.
I'm not going to put something in the microwave without covering it, and it explodes in the microwave. And now there's
red sauce.
Yeah, there's stuff all over the damn microwave. Yeah, I'm not doing that either.
Tucker would do that. Giglio hasn't been mentioned. It doesn't seem like a Giglio movie.
No, he doesn't have anything. Like, he doesn't have boogers. He doesn't, you know, nothing.
Does he even?
Human?
Yeah, he doesn't
defecate.
He doesn't move his bowels.
I mean, are you kidding me with all that vegan stuff he's eating in there? I've never seen a dude eat more grass and weeds and trees and bark. And
he's supposed to sell us he's a football guy?
Yeah. Coming up, your reaction to Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni's press conference from earlier today. It sure seems like they're comfortable with building the program and not being aggressive this offseason.
I think we all appreciate that last 5 minutes that we just gave the audience.
Absolutely, I was an early peeker.
And it's not over. I will not rest until we fully investigate this. I'm going to HR right now. All right, coming up, your phone calls. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me, 40 days up to 40 pounds. With NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 pounds. And since NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program, you'll have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Diet uses bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work that balances your hormones, where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to keep it off. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. And with offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, and now open in Newark, Delaware, or from home with live online video consultations. Start your new journey this year by calling them now, 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
NJDiet.com, 40 days, up to 40 pounds.
You know, I think until you're really talking about a team that is hosting home playoff games and getting the 1 and 2 seeds, you're in building mode, you know, and I think that that's where we are right now. Again, going back to just for me today is a symbolic day in terms of sitting down with coach for the first time and then where we are a year later. And we knew we had things that we had to do to build at that time when we sat down. And I think it gives us the opportunity with some of the assets that we've acquired over the last year to continue to build and also look at our team and think that there are good players here, you know, good players that help us get to the playoffs.
Build mode, I grease. Eagles are in build mode. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Are we in slow building mode or is this fast building mode? I mean, I've seen them and having a young quarterback isn't the excuse to be in slow building mode. When they went into Wentz's second year, it wasn't about let's just stick with the draft and slowly build this thing up. No, it was, hey, we got an opportunity to improve this roster with some veteran talent and add some talent around our young future franchise quarterback. Let's go do it. And that was in his second year. And that wasn't even coming off a playoff appearance. That was just 7-9.
Yep. It was also coming off a year where it was so clear to everybody they needed to upgrade their talent at wide receiver and offense, mm-hmm. right? So they went out, and Howie made sure he went out. And he looked at, all right, who am I going to get, right? So he got Alshon, albeit it was a one-year contract, but he got Alshon Jeffery on a good deal. He got signed Torrey Smith to where you had two bona fide wide receivers that were experienced that could help the growth of Carson Wentz. Why wouldn't that be a goal this year? Right? Like, you have Devontae Smith. That's a good start. You have Quez Watkins. He's a good piece. Jalen Reagor is going to be on the roster because he's a former first-round draft pick. Fine. So are you going to roll with those guys? Man, there's ever been a year.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe that. They know that they need to improve the passing game here. And that isn't by adding offensive linemen. How do you improve the passing game? The quarterback has to improve himself, but they need to add talent. We just finished talking to Baldy, who's an offensive lineman. Most offensive linemen hate wide receivers. Because all they do is yap, 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 yap. And it's an individual position, right? Offensive linemen, they work in unison, in sync with four other guys. So Baldy's all about team. What's the first thing he said they needed? A stud wide receiver.
Yep.
First thing he said they needed.
We didn't lead him in that direction. He gave it himself.
Stud wide receiver. Anybody watching this team play this year can't possibly think they're good at wideout. That's why if this was March and we've gone through free agency and hadn't done anything and they rolled these statements out about these wideouts, man, my head might pop off my shoulders. But I'm just going to assume this is poker, possum, whatever you want to call it, they know. They know. It may not be Devontae Adams. I looked at some of the other guys. You got Michael Gallup, Chris Godwin. He's not necessarily a speed guy, but he is a more than reliable guy. And he's a tough wide receiver. He can make tough contested catches. He's a red zone guy, which we haven't had around here. And I don't know, since Alshon left, probably we haven't had a red zone wide receiver around here. Like, they need to get that This is how you get easier touchdowns. This is how you get in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it seems pretty like you don't. I mean, realistically, when you look at your team, you don't have to be in the all in. We're going out and spending every dollar to try to give them the best. I would be aggressive going out and trying to add veteran players to mix with the young players you're drafting.
Yeah.
You want to win 7 games next year? Then just draft guys.
Right.
And have more young players playing. You're going to win 7 games. If you're okay with that, fine. I'm not. They won 9 games this year. They're not going to win the Super Bowl next year. At least I don't think. Right?
No, they're not.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Well, unless they do a whole entirely new roster. I mean, they may win the Super Bowl. They've done that before.
But what I would like to see is a couple of key additions to where now you can mix them. And if you're not sure if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the future, and that's why you don't want to go out and get a veteran wide receiver and overpay for him, no matter who your quarterback is, needs wide receivers.
Yeah.
So the time's now. There's this notion of a slow build, and you need to realize where you are, and like you can use draft picks and still go out and use some cap dollars and get some players. They're always able to add whenever they need to add to the team.
Yeah, I mean it's still early in the season, not even over with.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, we're still playing playoff games. The season's not even over with. They can't add anybody right now.
It was just I wasn't expecting because. We do this every year, right? So at the end of every Eagles season, we wait and we see, and it's like a lot of times Howie talks about being aggressive, and they talk about like Howie wasn't aggressive Howie today, and it wasn't like they were super duper happy with the results of the season. It was good start. We like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is our guy, but we know that we need they know they need a lot of players at a lot of different positions, and it feels like this is a building year in 2022, and I'm. Was not expecting it, and I don't think it's the right move. I don't. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. Talk to us, Bruce. What's up? Yo, Bruce. No, Bruce. Mad Mike. Sorry, Chris. Mad Mike, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Positive Mad Mike. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, buddy.
So, I mean, how can you listen to, anything Howie Roseman says and just think, oh, yeah, that's definitely what we're doing. Like, he said they weren't going to fire, that Doug Peterson was going to be their head coach. Doug Peterson was not their head coach. Like, I can't trust anything this guy says. And in fact, I would say whatever he says, just do the opposite because that's going to be what happens. So,
yeah, but you listen to him talk, right?
Yeah, I listened.
So what did you think about the entire conversation that they had?
I think it was it was nothing. Everything he said was just I'm just going to say this, but we're going to do whatever we want to do regardless, and it's probably not going to be what I'm saying right here. So, of course he's not going to say Jalen Hurts isn't their guy because they're going to hope to get something for him if they trade him away. And I wanted to say one thing. Ike, you said we didn't have a passing game this year. Then why the hell did I hear people say, oh, Jalen Hurts really improved a lot this year? If we didn't have a passing game, then how the hell did Jalen Hurts improve? I'm so tired of this.
He didn't improve in the passing game to where we feel comfortable with that part of it.
He's a runner. I don't care. This guy's not a quarterback. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of OG Wade. I'm tired of every Jalen Hurts. St. Jalen sycophant out there trying to tell me this guy is some sort of quarterback. I know you like him. He's a really nice guy. I don't care. I'd rather just a jerk come in and play quarterback and actually be able to bring the ball out there. Why does this have to be so difficult with this fan base? Why do we have to love people so much for no reason? Can we just go back to being angry, nasty people? This Super Bowl ruined us.
Jack
is happy to hear that.
But Mike, do you want them to go out and try to get veteran wide receiver they can buy on the market? Do you want that?
I mean, you have to. I mean, obviously, Devontae is not even a real number one. People are trying to tell me all year he's a number one. He's barely a number two. Yes, you need a number one wide receiver, and you don't even have him. You spent a 10th pick on a number two. Congratulations, Jason Avant, number two.
Jason Avant got great hands, man.
Yeah, he's a good player,
Devontae doesn't even, he can't even, like, get open or get off press coverage and, like, they didn't even throw him the ball in the game.
I didn't ask for you to be – I wanted to know what you want the Eagles to do as an Eagle fan, but then I remember you're not an actual Eagle fan. You just want to complain about them.
I am an Eagles fan. I want them to be bad so they get rid of Howie Rosen so we have someone good in there that can actually do something right.
So you're going to root against them every year until that happens.
Every freaking year until that nerd's out.
All right, good talking to you, Mike. Yeah.
Have a good one.
See you, Mike. At least he's consistent.
Wow.
Yeah, like no matter what we're really talking about, he just wants to get on to, to crush.
Yes.
Chris in Pensauk in New Jersey. Christopher, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Ike, you're in my prayers and thoughts, you and your family. I lost my mom 4 years ago. It sucks.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This is why I don't like Howie, and I'm not going to call him names. You don't say that to another adult. That's just not my shtick, but he can't even say the word. When he said Builder, I thought of my youngest that's going on 16 when I was watching Bob the Builder. Here he comes. Are we playing Legos or Bob the Builder, dude? Just come out and be honest, and we'll rip you, but we'll respect you. Say we're rebuilding. We don't think we're striving to be 2-3 years down the road to be the top five teams in the NFL. And shut your pie hole. I don't get all this car salesman stuff out of his mouth. And Devontae Smith is a number one or a number two. Look at Renfro. Like you said, the Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pick on you. That they don't have a.
Yeah, I don't consider Renfro a number one wide receiver.
No, either do I. But the guy looks like he's working at Target. He had 103 catches this year.
Yes.
Because he has a strong arm quarterback. I like the kid. I like Hurts. But at the end of the day, that's why he's squatting all that 600 pounds because he's a leg thrower. He ain't getting nobody the ball down the field anyway, whoever we get. So you need a guy. He ain't getting a ball to Devontae Adams down the field. No way. No shot. I love the kid. I wish I was wrong. Do you guys see that?
No, I think I see a lot of what everybody sees. I think what happens, Chris, it's whether or not you're saying, you know what, I'll go ahead and close the book on this because I don't think it gets much better. Even if it gets slightly better, it still won't be enough. Let's move on now. Or you're saying, I think it can get better and we can win with him, but you also have to put enough talent around him to win.
Exactly. And this is the problem with it. It's either the chicken or the egg with
right.
the franchise. You're going to keep that kid, you're going to have to go out and do what Ike Reese has been telling you to do, just not because he was a linebacker. And you're going to have to spend the 14th pick for the linebacker out of Georgia, the 15th pick, the cornerback out of Cincinnati.
Okay.
And you know they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
They're just not going to do it. So, don't tell me we're going to slow roll this and I'm going over to my grandpa's house and I'm looking at a crock pot in my 35-year-old kitchen. I want an air fryer, man. I want to put the stuff in. 7 minutes later, I want it to come out, and I want to serve Ike and John and ask what kind of Ike juice are you drinking. But
I
don't
like
pee in my face and tell me it's raining, man. It's yellow and it's warm, Hallie. It ain't clear and it's cold. Get your head out of your ass.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He started off the call by saying he didn't want to call him names.
Well.
He didn't, technically.
I know he didn't.
Yeah, technically he didn't, but yeah, he still was.
That actually seemed a little bit
worse than the name calling. Yeah. It might have been better just get a name in and get on out of there. That was But that's frustration.
Yeah, tell him, Chris.
That's frustration.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want to add talent all over your team. I'm not telling you to do bad contracts right now. It's going to put you in salary cap hell in 2 or 3 years. But 2017, I think, is the perfect example of what to do. He got a lot of one-year contracts. He got with veterans. They were mercenaries, but they came in and they improved the talent on the team.
But here's the big difference. And here's where the Eagles, because they have a lot more time than we do to actually dive into this, right? You know they love analytics, so they're going to go back. It's really just information that they're gathering. They're going to look at that roster and where their best players were. Because you're right, the guys they signed weren't necessarily guys to come in and be pillars. They were really add-ons.
Yep.
Their best players were Zach Ertz, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, Brandon Brooks, Jason Peters, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Malcolm Jenkins, Carson Wentz, those were the bet. Darren Sproles was here.
Like, they had a much better core to build with.
A way better core to build with, and they brought in the add-ons. But again, what made the team take off the way that it did is the quarterback's play was different the second year.
Yep.
Like, we can't get around that, but I will say the core of that team was in the prime of their career. We're just heading into the prime. This team, unfortunately, a couple of those guys are still here. I mean, Jason Kelce, if you ranked players 1 to 53 best or most important, however you want to call it.
He's up there.
1 to 53, how far did you go down before you hit Jason Kelce's name?
Man. Yeah, he's
if he's not saying number one?
Yeah, he's easily top three.
Well, he makes Jalen's job easy. He's calling out all the protections and everything else.
And we've seen what it looks like when someone else comes in.
Exactly. So he certainly is one of your best players.
Because Minshew came in and won a game. So,
and by the way, he's the only first-team All-Pro guy on the team.
Yeah, I just actually had somebody that Kevin DM'd me and said, if they know that Jason Kelce's going to retire, maybe that's another reason why they're looking at this as more of a slower build than let's be aggressive and go after it.
Okay. I mean, that's fine, but I'm just saying, that all sounds good today.
Yeah.
When you're looking at a team that's projected to win 6 or 7 games going into the season, that takes a little bit of the excitement out of the season, because what am I hoping for, to win 9 games with a bad schedule?
Right.
That's not going into a season saying we got a chance to compete and let's get excited. Let's get fired up.
Let's take the next step.
Yeah, that's saying, yeah, let's take the next step. That's all that's saying.
Yeah.
And no one was happy with the 7th seed. We all knew they put that seed in there to get another mediocre team into the playoffs, to keep 4 or 5 other teams in the hunt, to keep fan bases interested. But you see the difference in the level of talent. So just making the playoffs as a 7th seed, none of us felt all that great about looking at the overall talent.
Well, this year it watered it down. Last year it watered it down too.
Yep.
For sure, it did. Our Twitter question today, I believe I already did this, Jack, but it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of wedding rings in the area, go to mark-jewelers.com. Black Gritty
BG
is on the line. BG, what's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Ike, all love out to the family. Good to hear your voice here in good spirits, brother. Good to hear
it. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you.
Let me say, Howie did y'all a favor today. Howie did radio a favor. He said, I'm an under-promise and pull that Howie car where he's like, oh, yeah, we got Devontae because, you know, when you got opportunity, you got to take the opportunity. And we thought, wow, opportunities, we had to get this opportunity. Because when he wants to go get somebody, because we're rumored to everybody, right? So when we don't get him, this kind of statement allows us to say, well, we weren't going for him anyway. But then when he brings him up, he lauds himself and praises himself as, you know, the dealer of all dealers and the getter of all getters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is just total under-promise, over-deliver. Don't throw our guys currently under the bus because we don't know who we're keeping and who we got to get rid of, who we can flip and dip next year. But I tell you what.
That's kind of what I was feeling. Or at least maybe that's me with my fingers crossed hoping that's what he was doing.
It's definitely what he's doing. Because like I said, when he makes one little move, and it's a good move, the first thing he's going to say is, when you get the I book it. When I get the opportunity like this, you can't pass up an opportunity like that. You've got to make – he does the same thing. It's clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great that, you know, going forward, everybody wants one, two things, right? So you either want an all-world chef to open up a restaurant for you, but you ain't got no food for him to cook. But you got the chef there, you got the restaurant, right? Or you want all the great trimmings, the prime steak, all that kind of stuff, but the dude cooking it is frying it to death and don't know what medium rare is. So, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather stock up my restaurant with filet mignon, some nice au gratin potatoes, you know what I mean, a couple good-looking greens, a dessert, and then go out there, and then mortgage are my future in the future to go get me a head chef. Bringing me a head chef right now with all this old rotten tomatoes on the counter, stuff that works sometimes it don't, sometimes the stove click on, sometimes it don't, ain't working for me. We really need to build up the cupboard on this team. Because when I look at somebody who's just as mediocre as the Cowboys are, when I'm looking at Diggs coming in 1 year, Parsons, like just in 1 year, their defense flipped around.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at a 2-year window of, shoot, forget that. Look at the Bengals in the last 2 years. they went from a horrible defense to a couple of picks, bringing a couple of guys. Boom, now the defense looks legit. You get the quarterback, you get a wide receiver, and you add another wide receiver, and boom, you're in the playoffs. You're out here talking about contention.
Yeah, but you're a long way from being Cincinnati because you need the best young wide receiver and maybe the best young quarterback in the league.
And that's my point of we've got to build up the team first so then we can make the striking distance of getting a quarterback. Because, one, again, as everybody keeps saying the same thing, these quarterbacks are finite, right? So you're going to have to give up assets. I'd rather use the assets we have now, pick two first-round picks, push one back to have another first round next year, and then build up the team. And the next year go and say, okay, look, we got the draft we can go pick from, or we're going to use these two picks and then go strike and get the quarterback. Because now we've given these other young guys 1 year under their belt, and we've replenished the team as a whole. Because even if we got a quarterback, like I said, we ain't got nothing to go nowhere with anyway. So then we're just going to be mad saying, oh, we waste all this draft capital on Russell Wilson. But what you give him to work with? So we got to play this game. It's a long game. But this is the game we gotta play. Love y'all. Watch out for college season. He's gonna tell y'all. I had a good opportunity. He should have got the opportunity. Got Hopkins. That's what he should have did.
Yeah.
He got Hopkins for free. Oh my god.
Yeah. All right, Black Gritty. All right. So the Black Gritty said it. 2024 is when we can expect this team to be competitive.
2024.
I mean, slow build. I don't know. I mean, everybody's full of crap, but everybody thinks that they're not going to care if they're not good next year. Like, this town will melt if they win 7 or 8 games next year. Just so everybody out there knows, it's all you slow builders out there, you will melt if this team doesn't win 9, 10 games next year.
We'll be firing Jonathan Gannon.
Everybody will be gone.
Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yeah.
Well, JG may have a head coaching job.
Yeah, I know Angelo's pushing for that. 215. And by the way, Nick Sirianni tomorrow with Angelo, right? 9 o'clock.
Oh, yep. More.
9 a.m.
Yeah. So we'll have
we'll break down his answers on Jalen Hurts tomorrow afternoon. See if he's really committed to him.
Right. See, I believe Sirianni's more committed than Howie in the front office. I think Howie in the front office look at the landscape and say, yeah, we're not likely to get Russell Wilson or any of the other veterans that we want. And Jalen Hurts did improve this year, and I think it makes the most sense to go with Jalen Hurts at least next year, and we'll see what he does next year. So I think the combination of Howie saying, like, the smartest thing is to go with Hurts again, and Sirianni really liking Jalen Hurts and liking him as a football player, I think that's why I heard confidence today that Jalen Hurts is the guy next year. That can change if Russell Wilson becomes available.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Jack Fritz, top 5 at 5. How you feeling today about it, pal?
Feeling good. It's the anniversary of an iconic sideline moment.
Oh.
Sideline interview.
Speaking of sideline moment, Bruce Arians, $50,000.
So what was that? Well, dude, listen, we'll talk about it on the other side.
Seriously.
You're a pro coach, man.
Yeah, relax. Because the wrong person.
You're going to catch
you're
something.
You're going to hit with a two-piece on the way back. Like,
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on the other side because that was crazy. Yeah. That was underplayed. No one talked about that until he got fined for it. I don't think a lot of people saw that video. All right, we're coming back with the top 5 at 5, your reaction to everything. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, the NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. Now, same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. You can combine multiple bets on the money line, the point spread, player stats, and so much more. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Already have an account? Well, just place your risk-free same-game parlay on any divisional round game to qualify. New customers, join today with promo code Ike to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code Ike. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. That's promo code Ike on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel, an official partner, official sports betting partner of the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.